Hello, this is Perek Shlishi. We're going to begin now the halachas of the obligation of tzitzis. Ksus shel aleph. Ksus shechayv adu masis b'tzitzis menateri. Ksus shiish lo arba knafayim el yosher al arba. Kimidosi kiti shiiskasa b'yidish v'dubi shel kotem m'alaf l'vada b'shuk v'in itzerf l'afir l'sham le v'lidach imwi. Tia ksus shel tzemer yish l'fahom b'yishtan. A garment to which the Torah obligates a person to attach tzitzis, there's three requirements. Number one, it has to have four or more than four corners. It must be large enough to cover both the head and the majority of the body of a child who is able to walk on his own in the marketplace without having someone else come to him and watch him. It must be made of either wool or linen alone. B's. Avatal shel sharmini kagin b'gei. The mesh should be the tzemer gefen, be the tzemer gmal. Utzemer anovim. V'neitza shel izim gein tzemen. En chiyom imet sestitzis elam devesim. They deserve imet sestitzis vush tiyah amur bas yisrael al arba. In contrast, a garment made of other fabrics, for example, clothes or silk, cotton, camel wool, hair's wool, goat's wool, and the like, are required to have tzitzis only because it's a rabbinic decree in order to show regards for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Those garments require tzitzis only when they are four-cornered or have more than four corners, and are the above-mentioned measures we discussed. The motive principle for these halachas is that all the garments mentioned in the Torah without any further explanation refer to those made of either wool or linen alone. Says the Tata says on the four corners of your garments. This applies to a garment which possesses four corners, but not to which possesses only three. Perhaps it comes to include a four-cornered garment and to exclude a five-cornered garment. There are continues with which you cover yourself. This includes even a five or more corner garments. Why do I obligate a garment of five corners and exempt a garment of three corners? Neither has four corners as required because a five-cornered garment has four. Accordingly, when one attaches a tzitzis to a garment with five or six corners, one should attach the tzitzis only to the four corners, which are farthest apart from each other from amongst these five or six corners, as it says on four corners of the garment. The garment is made of a cloth and its corners of leather is required tzitzis. The garment is of leather and its corners are of cloth. It does not require tzitzis. The determining factor is that the makeup of the garment itself. A garment belonging to two partners require tzitzis, as it says on the corners of the garments, the term your garment, which is interpreted as excludes only a borrowed garment, since a bad garment does not require tzitzis for only 3 days. Afterwards, it does require afterwards. For a garment of wool, the white strands should be made of wool. For a garment of linen, the white strands should be made of linen. For garments of other fabrics, that white strand should be made from the same fabric as the garment itself. For example, silk strands should be made used for silk garment. Strands of goat's wool should be made for garments of goat's wool. If one desire to make white strands of wool or linen in the garment of any type of fabric, one may do so. Because wool and pishtan pater its min. In other words, for garments made of their own fabric or garments made of other fabrics. However, in contrast, strands made from other fabrics can fulfill the obligation of tzitzis only for garments made of their own fabric. What is the halacha regarding making woolen strands for a garment of linen or linen strands for a garment of wool, even though we are speaking only or the white strands without tchelis? Edinu shi amuter, shashanas mutter lingi sitzis shai tchelis samarhi, until nisa lepishtin. One might think that it should be permitted because shatnas is permitted to be used for tzitzis as evidence for the fact that tchelis is made used in wool's linen strands. And yet it should be placed in the linen garment. Nevertheless, this is not done. It's possible to make the white strands from the same fabric as the garments. Whenever a conflict exists between the observance of a positive commandment and the adherence of a negative commandment, we follow Azay. If it's possible to observe both, then great. If not, the observance of the positive commandment supersedes the negative commandment. In the present instance, however, it is possible to observe both of them. Tchilas should not be attached to a linen garment. Rather, one should make the tzitzis from white threads of linen alone. Not because the prohibition against shanis supersedes the mitzvah tzitzis, but rather the rabbinical decree imposes us one wear the garments at night, and one is not required to wear tzitzis. Shanis man tzitzis. Because the iser against shanis, the rabbinical decree imposes lest one wear the garment at night, and one is not required to wear tzitzis. And it will come out, they're going to be able to say when there's no mitzvah. The fever is by day, not by night. The timing you see. This is, however, a bad person is chayv. This is even though he can't say achir and say other people's. A person is a lot of words at night, whether mechel the Shabbos, even though it's not his time. Actually, but don't make a bracha. When does a person make a bracha? Tzitzis in the morning, when he can recognize the tchelas and the white, the difference between tchelas and light. The kitzur bracha. That would say bracha shem gemachlo shem tzitzis. Chos that you are wearing it. Before you unwrap in the talus. You do not make a bracha on the tzitzis when you make it. Why? Because the mitzvah is that one should wrap oneself in the talus. What do we call the tzitzis? The besakis, the besamirchas. You got to go to the besakis and the besamirchas with tzitzis. Nifsego bechutei loven and talus zerika ba'ashba. If it rips, so you should throw in the garbage. Because it does not confer sanctity of the article itself. Also, link with talismans. It's forbidden to sell the garments of the tzitzis that go in. Told him was the tzitzis. Not because it's kedusha. Because we're worried that perhaps he's going to put on the tzitzis. People are going to think he's a yid, and then he's going to go and start killing yid, disguising himself as a yid. Women's servants and minors are not required to wear tzitzis ben atera. Midrei chachamim shkol kotli yireh satav chayim betzitzis. However, midrei sifrim a kotan who knows how to should wear tzitzis to the chalchim mitzis and to educate him to mitzis. Rasha avadim shrus l'satav tzitzis ben satav play brocha. If they want, they can wear without a brocha. V'chein sharkom mitzis and zesha anashim to this man. If a woman wants, and Rasha l'asas tzitzis with a brocha, and machin be adam with all to protest. Tumtum badrigas hayam makul and esafel, tumtum badrigas should wear. They don't put it on, but they don't want to make a bracha. You had hechi of mitzvah tzitzis. What is the nature of the obligation of the commandment tzitzis? Every person is obligated to fulfill the mitzvah. If he wears a garment requiring tzitzis, should attach tzitzis to it and then wear it. And if he wears a garment requiring tzitzis, should attach tzitzis to it and then wear it. If he wears it without attaching tzitzis, then he has negated his positive commandment. There's no obligation to attach tzitzis to a garment that requires tzitzis as long as it remains folded in this place without a person wearing it. It is not that a garment requires tzitzis, rather the requirement is incumbent upon the person wearing the tzitzis. Yet even though a person is not obligated to purchase a talus and wrap himself in tzitzis. It's not proper for a person to release himself from this commandment. Rather, he should always try to be wrapped in a garment which requires tzitzis so that he will fulfill the mitzvah. And in the time of davening, he has to be very careful. it's a shameful for a Torah scholar to pray without being wrapped in a talis. Yudbeis last halacha. Elim yadam zayv mitzvah sitzes sharikos v'shkolah v'tolah b'kol amitzvah kulos. Kulon. Shemar isam esi. Shkayt mitzvah mitzvah Hashem asisam esi. Person should always be careful regarding the mitzvah sitzes because the Torah considers it equal to all the mitzvahs and consider them all dependent on it. As it says, and you shall see them and remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Rich rachamon l'sayin and blessed be Hashem who grants assistance. Sefer Ahava, Hilchot Tzitzis, Mitzvah Se'achas, V'hilasis, Tzitzis Al-Kanfi, Aksus, V'bir Mitzvah Se'elu, Prokham Elu. They contain one mitzvah to make tzitzis on the corners of a garment, and the mitzvah is explained in the following three brokim. Aleph, Onif, She'oisin Al-Kanaf HaBeged, Mimin HaBeged, Ho'anikra Tzitzis, the tassel that is made on the fringes of the garment from the same fabric. This is called tzitzis. We have Neshu Deim L'Tzitzis HaReish, because it resembles the locks of the head. Shenemar meikachini betzitzis reishi, the Navi says, and he took me by the locks of my head. The tassel is called white strands because we are not commanded to dye it. And there is no, the Teda did not establish a fixed number of strands for the tassel. They then take a strand of wool that is dyed a sky-like color and wind it around the tassel. This is called tchelis. The Torah did not establish a fixed requirement for the number of times that this strand should be wound around the tassel. Thus, the mitzvah contains two commandments. First, to make a tassel on the fringe of a garment, and to wind the strands of the tchelis about the tassel. And you shall make tassels, and you shall place on the tassels of the corners of strands of tchelis. The absence of tchelis does not prevent the mitzvah from being fulfilled with the white strands, nor does the absence of the white strands prevent the mitzvah from being fulfilled with the tchelis. If a person doesn't have tchelis, like nowadays, we don't know what tchelis is, so you just make the white strands. Similarly, if the white strands snapped, and were reduced, in other words, they didn't extend beyond the corner of the garment, and thus only the tchelis remained, also it's kosher. Even though we're saying that one does not prevent the other from being fulfilled with the mitzvah, nevertheless, it's considered one mitzvah. One who wears it, whether with lavan or with tchelis or not, they are mekayim a positive commandment. The sages of the early generation said, the Torah says, and they shall be tzitzis for you. That teaches us that they are both one mitzvah. The presence of each of the four tzitzis is necessary for the mitzvah to be fulfilled because of the four are elements of a single mitzvah. How are tzitzis made? One begins from the corner of the garment, the end of the woven portion. One ascends upwards no more than three finger breadths from the edge, but no less than the distance of a knuckle of the thumb to the end. Thus there were, the hole is made and four strands inserted, causing them to be folded in half. It comes out that you have eight strands hanging down from the corner. The eight strands must be at least four hand finger breadths long. How do we measure etzba? This is the refers to a thumb breadth. One of the eight strands should be tchelis, the other should, and the seven should be white. Afterwards, one should take one of the white strands and wind it once around the other strands close to the edge of the garment and let it go. So then one takes a strand that was dyed tchelis and winds it twice next to the coil made by the white strand and then ties the strand. These three coils are called chulia segments. Afterwards, one should leave a slight space and make a second segment using only the strand that was dyed tchilas. Again, one should leave a slight space and then make a third segment using only the strand that was dyed tchilas of the segment as well. The same thing as the last segment. One should continue this manner until the final segment, which is made of two coils of tchelas and a final coil using white strands. Since one concludes with it, because one should always conclude with it, because one should always ascend to Kedusha and never descend. Why should one begin using a white strand? So that the coil that is next to the corner of the garment should be similar to the garment itself. Same pattern as followed regarding all four corners. How many segments should be made at every corner? No fewer than 7 and no more than 13. This represents the most preferable way of performing the mitzvah. If a person only did one coil, around the majority of the length of the tchelas is kosher. For the tchelas to be attractive, however, all the segments should be the upper third of the strands, and the remaining two thirds should hang loose. I'm going to separate the strands at the locks of one's hair. Ches, ha'is alavim b'leit chilas l'keach echam nishwein achotin v'keach is al shara achotin v'ashtishin amaniach shnei shlishin shtishayin on a f'kricha zuim ratzal lichach eisei chulia chulias k'ein shakeir b'tchilas or shirt p'yod v'zeu min aginu v'im ratzal lichach b'leiming in a chulias eisei g'alu shaldavar yiskamen liyisakor a shlish v'on a shnei shlishin ish mishayin medaktik dover zabalavim v'im parach lovin al deva chotin ish likurach al chulia achas shira. A person who makes tzitzis only using only white threads without using tchelis should take one of the eight strands and wind it around the others, covering one third of the length of the strands and leaving two thirds hanging loose. When winding the strand around the others, one may create segments as one does when winding the tchelis. If one desires, this is our minute. If, however, one desires to wind the strand around the others without creating segments, one may. The general principle is that one should intend that one third of the tzitzis be bound and two thirds hang loose. There are those, however, we're not precise about this matter when making synthesis with white threads alone. Should one wind a white thread around the majority of the length of the strands, or should one make a single segment? Synthesis are kosher. Both the white strands and those dyed chelas may be made out of entwined strands. Even a strand that is made from eight strands entwined in the single strand is considered as only a single strand in the context. Both the white strands of the tzitzis and those dyed chelas must be spun for the sake of being used for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis may not be made from wool, which becomes attached to thorns when sheep graze amongst them, nor from hairs, which are pulled off from the animal, not from leftover strands of the wool, which the weaver leaves over when he completes the garments. Rather, they must be made for the shorn wool or for the flax. Tzitzis may not be made from wool, which was stolen, which came from the Yerni Dachas, or which came from a hektish animal. If such wool was used, it is possible. If a person bows down to an animal, its wool cannot be used for tzitzis. If ever one bows down to the flax, which is planted, it's acceptable because it did change. Halacha Yud Beis. So tzitzis made from a goy or a Gentile are not apostles. It says, speak to the children of Israel and you shall make tzitzis for yourself. If, however, a Jew made tzitzis without the kavana that they be used for the mitzvah, they are acceptable. Tzitzis that are made from those already existing are not acceptable. Kate said, how so? Hey, be kind of sheesh, made tzitzis at for all, beggar, I feel it. Ish, but you said, kind of, I'm a psalm. I'm a Muslim tzitzis. לא ימין האוסר שער זה דם, למי שנעשה מילה, ומותר להעת את עצם בבגל זה, ולתליס בבגל אחר, בין לא ובין תחילס. Should a person bring the corner of a garment which has sits attached to it, as so it's on another garment, it's not acceptable. This applies even if that corner of the garment is a square cubit in its size. The concept is derived from what it says, and you shall make tzitzis for yourself. You should make them, and not use those who were made previously, since this would be as if a mitzvah came about on its own accord. It's permissible to remove strands of tzitzis, whether white or tchilis, from one garment and tie them onto another. Yud. Tal afu de mishnei confinement zu lezu, v'kosher kar avzeh, kilchus v'kar avzeh, kilchus v'rachim afat chabam tzav nifta zem izeh, psilu shabayish, kosher nahi psilu, v'ti shtea confinement area zu bezu l'chatmum shabaneo, v'shar pasi v'nasa shneichut, and nip sari semen ha'asei. Should one suspend the strands between two corners of the garment, and the tzitzis on each of the corners in a proper manner, then separate them from each other, it's unacceptable. This one is, at the time that they were tied, they were unacceptable, since the two corners were connected with each others through the strands. When the strands were cut, the two tzitzis were made. This is considered as making tzitzis from those which already exist. Hateful tzitzis are tzitzis. Miskam lavat those are shenamat those are shenayichit chukshida. Miskam leisav afk bishachat achachas mishten arzeb sula shaykusha. Haisav posal kek shiter chita chetisav is nimtzani shenas v'nasi shasiyasi arishenam sula haisa. A person, this applies when a person ties tzitzis over existing tzitzis. Should he tie the second set with the kavana of nullifying the first set, if he unties or cuts off the first set, the tzitzis are kosher. Since, however, they have tied the second set with the intention of adding or second tzitzis, tzitzis are not acceptable, even though he cuts them off. When he added the second tzitzis, he passed both sets, and when he unties or cuts off the additional one, the remaining one is disqualified because it involves making tzitzis from those which are already existing, since the manner as which existed previously was not accepted. Allah says, I am the shame. All tzitzis of garments are unacceptable. For example, a person placed tzitzis on garments that had three corners. Afterwards, he made a garment the fourth corner and placed the tzitzis also. This is also usher because the Torah says make braids and not which were previously made. Allah Yizayin, in kefanas tzitzis shanim latilin, tzitzis al abra knefesh yikvul alam kem tfara kulav afidu minu achachas. A garment should not be folded in half and then tzitzis hung on the four corners of the folded garments, unless one sews it along one side entirely. It's sufficient, however, to sew it on one side alone. Yudches, nifzik ha-kanam shish patzitzis chutz l'sholot shesboiz tifim impimi. If the corner of the garment to which the tzitzis were attached is torn off the garment, if more than three finger breadths were torn, it may be sewed back then in its place. Ismat ha-zovish le-begad sh'ben chutz ha-tzitzis ben sefer erig afil le-nishar ben arig al-kol shu k'shira. Hit nismat ha-chutz ha-tzitzis afil le-nishtar me'en elik de-anivu k'shira ben nifzik ha-chutz me'ikone afil chutz ha-chad psula. So, first of all, if the corner of the garment to which the tzitzis were attached is torn off the garment, if more than three etzbois were torn, it may be sewed back in its place. If less than three etzbois were torn off, it should be not be sewn back. The portion of the garment is between the hole through which the tzitzis are attached at the end of the tzitzis, it's kosher, even though only the smallest portion of the fabric remains. Similarly, if the length of the strands of the tzitzis was reduced, as long as it remains the size, the tie loop, that's okay. Should, however, even a single strand be torn off from the place to which it is attached to the garment, it is possible. Sefer Avil Chasitzis Perek Sheni. This Perek we're going to speak about the halachas of Tchelis. Halacha Aleph. Tchelis Amud Abateda B'chol Mokim Yad Semar Tzawa Kapato Shebachil Shebachachil Chal, Vizuni Demusa Rekia Nirs Lain B'tahar Shalakir, but Tchias Amir Rekitzis Asar Shiat Tzviyos Tzviyos Yidur Shemunis B'yofi V'leit Tishtana. Because the Nitz Ba B'isa Tzviy Apostol Tzitzis Al B'ishu G'in Rekia G'in Shetzvo B'osotos Oy B'shar HaMashchinin. As Apostol Tzitzis V'rochol Baz'ez Tzamer Apostol Tzitzis. The term Tchilas mentioned throughout the Torah refers to a wool dyed light blue. In other words, the color of the sky, which appears opposite the sun when there is a clear sky. The term Tchilas when used regarding Tzitzis refers to a specific dye that remains beautiful without changing. If the tchilis does not die with this dye, it's unfit to be used as tzitzis, even though it's sky blue in color. For example, as using these different inks, is possible for tzitzis. The wool of an ewe, that is a goat, gave birth to it, is possible to use for tzitzis. Case that save in tchilis of tzitzis, how is the tchilis of tzitzis dyed?
Today, she
ומעטיך נעשה ונעשה מבית, סמר שירה סקירה, קירה מזוי צורס את חירה של הציטס. Wool is taken and soaked in lime. Afterwards, it's taken and washed until it is clean and then boiled with bleach and the like, as is the dyer's practice of the papyrus to accept the dye. Echelozin is a fish, colored like the color of the sea, and whose blood is like the black, like ink. It's found at the Mediterranean Sea. The blood is placed in a pot together with herbs, as is dyer's practice. It's boiled and the wool is inserted. It's left there until it becomes sky blue. This is the manner in which Tchilas Tzitzis is made. Gimel, Tchilas Tzitzis Shuchat Tzvil Lishma. One must dye Tzitzis Tchilas with intention that it be used, the Shema of Tzitzis, when Shalash Shalad Shema is possible. By Yehida, Shish Be'at Semim, Tzema Be'mat Semim Lebatke, and Hu Yafo Imlam Nifsla Yehira Kula. If one did not have such intention, it's unacceptable. When one places some wool in the pot in which the dye was placed to check whether the dye is good or not, the entire pot may no longer be used for Tzitzis. Said, yeah, so what should he do? The Kirat Semen and the Yeri Baklikot. He should take some dye from the pot in a small container and place the wool he uses to check it, and afterwards he should burn the wool he used to check, for it was dyed for the purpose of checking, and pour out the dye used to check it, using it for an experiment disqualified it. Afterwards, you should dye the wool tchilis with the remainder of the dye, which was not used. The dollar tchilis in the klachas min amumcha tchilis should only be purchased from a recognized dealer. Chesha shemel in nitzpah, the shmokas were worried that perhaps it was not dyed with the intention that it be used for the mitzvah. Alpha bishin tchilis min amumcha, and nitzvah koneda shin nitzpah bechel b'rishat tzvein or shchidin shin endim psula. Even though it was purchased from a recognized dealer, if it was checked, it was discovered that it was dyed with another dark dye, which is not permanent, it is possible. So how can tchilas be checked to see whether it was dyed properly or not? So one takes straw, the secretion of a snail, the urine that has been left standing for 40 days and leaves tchilas. This is mitzvah for an entire day. If the color of the tchilas remains unchanged without becoming weaker, it is acceptable. If it became weaker, replace the tchilas, which changed color inside a dough of barley meal that was left to sour for fish brine. The dough was baked in an oven and then tchilas was removed. If it became even weaker than it was previously, it is unacceptable. This strengthens the color and it became darker than it was before being baked. It is kosher. One may purchase tchilas from the outlet which was established a reputation or forth in the district without a question, and need not be checked. One may continue to rely on reputation until a reason of suspicion arises. Somebody who entrusts tchilas by a goy for safekeeping is no longer kosher. Perhaps they changed it up. If it was in a vessel of two seals over there, chesim, which is a seal inside of the other seal, she is kosher, but chesim after leaf is possible. Allah says, Zain. I may see tchilas bashuk, personally found tchilas in the marketplace, I feel the matzah chutin, mafsok and psula, even if it was rapat, it's possible, then shuzurin. If, however, it's twisted, then it's kosher. Allah says, Tchilas, which says, and it's in the shuk, he saw he kishaskasa, m'agay, m'atagak, shetim, and I hit psula. A person purchases a garment which sitters are attached in the marketplace. When he purchases it from a yid, he may presume that it is acceptable. If he purchases it from a goy, it is presumed on it to be acceptable. From a non-Jew who is a private person, it is not acceptable. When a garment is entirely red, green, or any other color besides white, its white strands should be made of the same color as it itself. If it's green, you don't make it green. If it's red, make it adum and red. If it's tchilas, it's love and shalom, mishat sevin, and make the white from other colors, chutz kana shafra, except for black. If you need tchilas, because it looks like tchilas. We kedich ala kedich chut echad. Tchilas kedich shayisa, it's mishat sevin. You should wind it with one strand of tefillahs around all the strands, as one does with other tzitzis that are not colored. Kosha, Einish, Meishana, Meinich, Lovan, Yosim, Einish, Meishana, Fisha, Lovan, Masla, Kail. The punishment given someone who does not wear tzitzis or white strands is more severe than the given of one who does not wear tefillahs. A tefillahs in a Matsuyla, Kail. And because the white strands are easily acceptable, what tefillahs is not acceptable. So again, the punishment given someone who does not wear tzitzis of white is more severe than that given one who does not wear tchilis, because the white strands are easily accessible, while tchilis is not available in every time and every era, because the unique dye mentioned above.